Hello and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. Last week, we spoke about what was feeling slow in the business, and there were a bunch of guidance there, but I also want you to know that although we can't force something to speed up, when something feels slow, it's telling us that something is a little off, right? Like that something, that there's more potential in you, that you can do more. It's kind of this feeling of like, hey, the soul is like saying, there's more than what the human can do if we shift into the soul self. So today's episode is about making a quantum leap. So this is like a buzzword. You've probably heard this. I think another way you might know what this means is jumping timelines. And this is about using the soul self to make these leaps, right? Like the human self can't make those leaps because the human self takes time. The human takes the meat suit, you know, and it like drags its body into the future where the soul self shifts from one energetic state to another energetic state. And that is how a leap happens or a timeline jump. It's kind of the same thing. I'm old school. We're going to call it a quantum leap because I've been at this work for a long time. Okay. So I'm bringing this to you because not so much to think about the thing that is going slow in your business, like what you did last episode, but I want you to think about like just changing the business completely, like changing the reality completely. Like I'm here with my business. And if I just focused on this one thing, the business would be completely different. So for me, for example, I'm like really interested in my app right now, my membership, right? My subscription app. And we're at one number and I have a number in mind. And I could slowly get there. My human body can like drag myself there. But how about a leap? Because if I made this leap, it would change everything in my business. Like it's one number, but in order to get that number to the place that I want to get to, the whole business will have to catch up. It's like in a weird way, one goal makes everything else, and like the whole team of the business has to elevate to that one goal. So that's why it's exciting to set your eye on a quantum leap, to be like, I want to shift from this reality to the next reality. You don't have to think about changing the entire landscape of your business or exactly like where things are, but you can pick one thing in the business that you know if that changed, if that number changed, if you hit that goal, then everything would change. So I want you to bring that to mind in this episode. If you're watching this on YouTube or on Spotify, I'm going to bring out a little drawing. I hope you guys can see it. I'm not sure if it's going to work out, but this is visual to me. So I got my son's little dry erase board. It is full of like colorings on the side. It is not professional at all, guys, but hopefully the visual will also help you as well. All right, let's get into today's five messages about making a quantum leap in your business. Message number one, before we go into how this leap happens, the guides really wanted to let you know that there's two things that are blocking this completely and that is not allowing this to happen. And it is doubt and confusion. And I know they're kind of the same thing, but just think about all your doubt and all your confusion really keeps you where you are. It almost makes me feel like you're going from little girl to queen, very like confident self. But doubt and confusion really keeps you in little girl mode and this like scared little girl where like the world is so big and I am so small. And doubt and confusion keeps doing that. So we really have to look at our attachment or addiction, if you want to use a stronger word, to doubt and confusion. Like, why do we keep going there? And it's really just a habit. Like, you don't have to go and look into it deeply like, oh, I doubt because of this or I'm confused because of this. Like if you can simply be like, wow, the action of doubting and being confused is such a habit of mine. Like I've been doing it for so long that my brain just knows to go back to that every night. It's funny, I've been in business for many, many years, and doubt and confusion was a regular feeling that I had, obviously, when I first started. But now there's really no reason for me to have doubt and confusion. I have proven, you know, that my work works. I've proven that I'm a strong businesswoman, like all the things. But every night, my brain wants to go back to doubt and confusion. And I actually had to work through this and journal through this and really start to retrain my mind, because it would especially happen at night. It was like right before I fell asleep, it wanted to doubt and get confused about all the things that I had done throughout the day, you know? And sometimes I would just get caught up in the wave and it would last a few days. But now I'm just like, oh, it's this funny little thing that comes at night. I have a way to get out of it. So I've been getting out of it lately, but it's a retraining of my brain from a habit that has been happening for so long. And perhaps when I first started, confusion and doubt was kind of helpful to kind of just like help me make sure that I was making the right decisions or whatever. But at this point, it is not useful, right? So I want you to really understand that like your doubt and confusion is not real. It is simply a habit. You know, those things that you do without thinking, like, okay, you have the habit of brushing your teeth in the morning. It's not like you're thinking about brushing your teeth. Your hand just grabs the toothbrush, it brushes, and you're like, okay, yeah, you forgot that you even brushed your teeth because it's so automatic. That is what this is. So we don't have to do like a deep dive into why you are doubtful and confused. I want you to take it on the way you would take on any bad habit, which is like, how can I replace that habit the minute it comes up? What do I do? How do I switch this around? And we're going to talk about like the clarity that comes instead of the doubt and confusion. But the first message is really to notice that your doubt and confusion is like cement on your feet, keeping you exactly where you are. There is no way to make that quantum leap with the amount of doubt and confusion that you have going on right now. Message number two, the opposite of doubt and confusion, clarity. There is a clarity I feel that has come to you at some point. Like, so clarity in this case for the quantum leap, we're in one place and we're jumping to the next place. Maybe now is the time for the board. Let me get the board, okay? Hold on. Okay, guys, I don't think you can see this, but I can't move because the microphone has to go with me. But pretend you can see this. Okay, so you are here, like one parallel line, right? And you are trying to leap to the next parallel line. So we can even do it numbers wise. You can say, I'm at 100 followers on Instagram and I'm trying to get to 10,000 followers on Instagram. So obviously there's a leap between that 100 to that 10,000. So here I am and here's where you are. Again, here where you are is like where all that doubt and confusion keeps you here. In order to leap, there is somewhat of a plan. There's like, okay, we are going to do this thing every day, whether that's like, I'm going to put something up every day, or I'm going to reach out to 10 people every day. Like there is some sort of plan or a clarity of like, this is the business model. Like we are really going to run the business like this. Like we are, you know, that very CEO clarity that I don't know how this is going to work out. I don't know how we're going to hit the goal, but like this is the vision I see right now. This is the clarity that I have. We are going to run the business this way. We are going to put this strategy into play for 90 days. So the second message is really about the energy of that CEO, or the really the way that I see it is like somebody like the captain of a ship. I always see myself as the captain of this ship, like my team, like they're on the ship with me and they're working. And I don't always know how things are going to turn out, of course, because my ship is in the ocean. There's weather happening. There's the ocean is completely like it's so hard to predict what she's going to do and what mood she's going to be in, right? Like that's kind of like the economy or the environment our business is in. But I have to have somewhat of a plan and I need to follow that plan while still being flexible to shift out of that. But I have to at least have confidence in myself to follow that plan. And that plan may be a business model. It may be a strategy for growth, right? So you're in need of bringing that energy forward, like really claiming and saying like, this is the clarity. This is the direction we're going to move the ship in. It's okay if you don't know how it's all going to turn or how it's going to work out, but you need that energy. Like I actually saw that when you bring that energy, you get out of those cement feet that you're in right now that are keeping you where you are. You move a little bit further. So if we're kind of in a range of 1 to 100, 1 being where you are, 100 being that quantum leap, you kind of move into like 10 or 20 when you say like, okay, this is my plan. And I don't mean that it's this controlled, strategic, like if we just put this in, like everything's going to work out. It's not. It's a direction. It's like, I'm going to maneuver the ship and do my best to keep it in this direction. I will listen to the winds. I will listen to the ocean. If it is obviously pushing me into another way, I will listen to it. But I'm not going to just like say, hey, Jesus, take the wheel, like wherever this wind takes me. Like I am just as powerful as the wind and as the ocean in this situation, and we are all working together. So this energy of you bringing that forward, this energy of clarity, of plan, of this is the direction that we're going to go, is actually part of what makes this quantum leap. Message number 3. So when we get into soul self techniques, which is like this quantum leap, again, is like the arena of the soul. The human doesn't do it. It's the soul, because the soul makes energetic shifts while the human does the human thing of like waking up every day and dragging and, you know, efforts and all that kind of stuff. Like this is miracle territory, which only the soul can do. So sometimes when we think about moving into this place, whether you're thinking about manifestation or, you know, you're moving into these like kind of spiritual soul laws, you know, energetic laws, things like that. Sometimes we think that there is no effort involved. We think it's all like in our heads, right? Like, oh, I'm manifesting, I'm visualizing and all that. And I want you to know that this quantum leap requires effort. Like, and it requires effort because it requires momentum. So you're going to pump momentum until that momentum takes off. Have you ever read that book, The Tipping Point? It's kind of that concept. So again, if we are at 1 and you're trying to get up to 100, 50 is the tipping point. From 1 to 50, there's a ton of effort. There's a ton of pumping it, like pushing it into high gear. And at 50, it starts to tip. And from 50 to 100, you are riding the wave. But we first have to do the effort and the pumping of the momentum in this phase, 1 to 50, right? So it was kind of reminding me, my husband, we have a spring like that gives water, and he uses this water to feed the plants and like the garden. And he has to pump the water somehow first, and then the hose just like gives off for a long time. But he has to pump it first. He has to like pump, 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 pump. I guess it's like a manual pump or something. He's manually pumping it, and then the water gives, right? But he first has to pump. So this message is about like there is effort. There is pumping involved. There's pushing into the high gear. We're going to see you do things, right? It is not all in your head. It's about kind of getting loud and getting this momentum. Think about whenever, if you're like in public relations, like you know what this is. I'm so grateful to have studied that because it's like part of how things work. But think about like anything, like what was that like annoying case that was around Blake Lively and Justin, I forgot his last name, that they were in that movie together, right? And it's like, we couldn't stop hearing about these two people and their drama or whatever. There is somebody like pumping that story into the world so that it keeps catching fire. And whether it's, you know, it obviously is like bad publicity for them, but it's also good publicity. And it came out at the same time as their movie was coming out. And it just gave more eyes to that movie and more eyes to them, whether you like it or not. But that was a buildup of momentum. Like somebody is throwing some fire out there. We obviously like don't want that kind of publicity for the things that we're doing. But there is something that like is getting that fire going, right? Like, so you need to think about what that is for you. Maybe you're like, you know what? I'm going to do 60 days of telling one person every day about the thing that I'm doing. By the end of that 60 days, like that multiplies, you know, maybe you told one person and that one person told 3 people. And maybe there was one person that didn't tell anybody, but then the other person told 5 people. So you start like these things, these ideas, this stuff that you're doing starts to catch fire, but you started the fire. You were pumping it. Like you were getting it going. You were pumping that water. So I share this because I want you to know that there is effort, not like I need to make this happen, because you can do effort with like, I am going to make this happen, versus I can do effort of like, I'm going to get this party started, right? Like I'm going to get this conversation going. I'm going to get this fire going. And I know eventually the fire will just give, right? Like, have you ever gone camping? Like you start a fire and it might be a little mission to start it, but eventually that fire can give the rest of the night, right? So you do not need to keep that fire going. I'm going to make this happen is this idea that I'm going to start the fire, but then I also have to keep the fire going. And that's when we go into burnout, and that's when we go into like too masculine that we don't want to be. So this is more about getting it started. So I want you to think about what that means in your own business, and specifically in this quantum leap. And it's probably a little bit of PR. So it's like getting the word out. It's spreading the word. It's sharing, whether that is like activations, in-person activations, that could be phone calls, that can be talking to people that are connectors, and like basically you're just like kind of a door-to-door salesman in a sense, like having a bunch of meetings, doing the things, and like getting that word to spread. Message number four is that tipping point. So I'm going to try to draw it. Hopefully you can see it. I don't know if you can. So here you are. Here's where you're going. The tipping point is in the middle, and the tipping point is where we ride the wave and actually we think more about maintenance. So from where you are to where you're to the tipping point, so like from 1 to 50, it's pumping, right? We just talked about that. From 50 to 100, it's holding, it's expanding, it's maintaining, holding enough space. And actually like that's where we get into more of the kind of emotional components and even structural components as well. So structural will be like, can my team handle the influx of business that's coming in? Do we have the systems to hold that, that influx that's coming in? Am I okay with that, or am I going to sabotage myself, right? I remember when we had just moved into this land and we were living on the small guest house that we have at the bottom of the land while we were building the bigger house. Our house is a modular, so it came in like three pieces, like a Lego piece. So in the morning, there was no house. And at the end of the day, there was this big house. And my nervous system was having a really hard time receiving that. And it was kind of the equivalent of a quantum leap, because there's nothing one day, and at the end of the day, there's an entire house. That's not usually how houses work, right? Usually you watch a house being built over 2 years or so, and you shift and change and you mature and you get ready to be the person that can live into that brand new house that you built. That's not how it worked for me. I quantum leaped. So at the end of that day, all of this past like trauma was coming up for me, specifically with my family, because my father growing up, he like really grew his business really big, very quickly, and then lost it like very quickly at the same time. And it was very traumatic for all three of us. I was in high school at the time. And I had to call my younger brother at the time of this house being built. And I was like, listen, I'm staring at my house. It's really beautiful. It's very big. And I'm freaking out. I'm like really having a hard time. I'm not sure if I deserve this. I'm afraid that I'm going to mess it up, that I'm going to lose everything, like everything that got me here. Like, can I maintain what got me here? So that's the second half of the tipping point. Like, can I hold this, and can I not sabotage myself? So it's about like really seeing like, how can I expand myself to hold this? I knew what to do. I was like, I'm going to call my brother. I'm going to talk this out. I'm aware of what my body is trying to signaling me. I might have, if I wasn't so aware, probably would have happened was like, I would have started some like self-sabotaging things in that moment, specifically in my business, because like my business is what gave me the finances to be able to make this dream of this house happen. Also my marriage gave me the freedom to have this, like the beautiful marriage I had, like all these things that I had worked on got me here. And I could have done some sabotaging things, like maybe pick on my marriage, or maybe get mad at something in my business and decide I'm not going to do anything. Like there could have been these self-sabotaging moments because it was too hard for me to hold. So I want to expand my capacity in the second point, in the tipping point. you have to be able to expand your capacity, and your business also has to be able to expand the capacity. So are there systems in place? You've perhaps heard me tell the story before, but I got my first big mention on a big podcast, and I didn't know I was going to get that mention. It was just kind of just happened. I had done a reading with one of the hosts, and they, you know, they mentioned me on the podcast without me knowing, and it brought me this huge influx of clients. Funny enough, 2 weeks before, I got this intuitive message that I needed to get my ducks in a row. I was literally driving and these ducks crossed me, and I kept saying, ducks in a row, ducks in a row. I'm like, what does that mean? And I was like, you need to get your ducks in a row. So 2 weeks before that mention, intuitively, I was fixing things in my business with my assistant, and we were basically making the process of signing up for a reading much easier and automated. Like, anybody can do it. We weren't getting in the way anymore. Before, I was totally getting in the way. Every person that came in, I got in the way. It was like, oh, you needed to talk to my assistant if you wanted to book, or like all these hurdles to be able to like book the reading. Right now, if you want to book a reading, you get a link, you fill out the form, you pay, and you get all the information, and then you talk to me when it's time for your appointment, right? Like nobody gets in the way anymore. If that were still the problem where we were getting in people's way, that influx would have killed us. Like we would have missed the opportunity, and we would have looked like we had bad customer service, and we would have gotten all sorts of weird emails, and it would have been worse than it was before. So thankfully we knew to expand the capacity of the business, of how much the business can hold. So that's what we want to look at. The customer journey within your business, are you putting any hurdles that can't hold more people? Like, are you kind of in a situation where you can only hold 10 people? But what if 100 people came tomorrow? Could your business hold that? And that's the questions that we need to ask before we get to tipping point. Can I emotionally hold 100 versus 10? Can my business hold 100 versus 10? And that's what we need to know in this phase. And lastly, message number 5. So I always think about like where you are and where you're going. What's the energy of that shift? So forget about like stopping at the top, the tipping point. Like I just think about like if there's one energy that I needed to hold during this quantum leap, like today I need to show up in this new energy. What is the new energy? Like that new energy will guide everything. Like it'll kind of simplify all these steps that we were just talking about. If I just keep my eye on this energy shift, what is it? And in this case, the energy shift in a nutshell is releasing perfectionism, because where you're coming from is thinking almost that you need to earn the success. Like, you know, this thing that I'm doing has to be good enough, or I need to be good enough, or my craft needs to be good enough, or my artistic expression, or my reel, or my YouTube video, like that these things need to be good enough in order to get the success that I want. Like that's the mentality and the energy that you're in. And that is like, you know, it's just keeping everything in the future. So in order to collapse the future and bring the future here, that is the sacrifice you need to make. So it's like kind of imagine this perfectionism cloak I've been wearing all this time that has kept me so safe and, you know, has kept me in line and all these kind of things. Like I've had it my whole life, but now this thing that I want, I can't bring this cloak with me, but I want the journey so much. Like I want to get there so much that I'm willing to sacrifice this little blanket that I've been traveling with for so long. I'm going to put it down so that I can have more. So you need to be willing to release that and to let go of perfectionism to get to where you want to go. And that is, you don't need to earn this. You don't need to effort this. Of course, by nature, there's going to be a ton of steps. You're going to be busy. Like you're going to be, we talked about that, like there's momentum. So you are going to be doing a lot of things, but only because you are so excited about what it is that you're selling, what you're talking about, and you know that you deserve it. Like if everybody else is getting wins and, you know, some of it is great and some of it's not great, like you deserve to be in that pool as well. You deserve it. And when you see that, then there is no more perfectionism, because guess what? Like your thing is not going to be perfect. There's going to be a lot of things about your stuff that's like not going to be as good as maybe other people that are out there, but it's really not about that. It's about knowing that you deserve to be at that 100 that you're trying to get to. So, this is the reason for the quantum leap. Like, what you get out of it is healing and releasing perfectionism, which has been holding you back for so long. And really, it's this feeling of letting go. It's this feeling like when you're at that 100, like when you've made the leap, I see you just smiling and being like, yeah, like this is the normal. We let this chaos flow. We don't need to control the ocean anymore. Like, the ocean does its thing. Like, it's rowdy. It comes and like so much comes in, but I don't need to control it anymore. I don't need to maneuver it and control it and like have opinions about it. It's just natural that I receive this much, that there is this much to have, that there is this much abundance. I don't need to control the abundance or to stop and ask myself if I deserve the abundance. Like, I just allow it to come in. So it really is this feeling of allowing, and it's a queen feeling like, yeah, of course I have a kingdom. Of course I have this abundance. Like, this is just the way it works. And I don't need to stop myself every step of the way to wonder if I deserve it or to doubt myself or to wonder if myself is good enough or, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't need to go there anymore. There's not all these speed bumps in my day to day. I just exist in understanding and knowing that this is my norm and that I'm worthy and deserving out of abundance. It's already programmed into me. And that is the quantum leap of energy shift within you, which then results into the business quantum leap that you're looking for. All right, friends, I feel like that was a very powerful episode. Please listen back to it. Make some notes, you know, see what these steps are for you. And let's take it some seriously, because I think I feel there's this opening between November and March and there's like space for you. So let's do it. All right, friends, I love you much and I will see you in next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.